ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's time to talk TV. And since Barack and Michelle Obama set up their film and TV production company, Higher Ground, at Netflix, it's won a swag of awards, including an Oscar for a hard-hitting documentary. But now, Higher Ground has just released its first scripted TV project, a crime thriller called Bodkin. It's set in Ireland, a podcaster and a journalist looking into a disappearance in rural Ireland. Let's have a listen.
We need to find the real Bodkin. Bad things happen here, just like everywhere else.
I hear you're interested in the lads that went missing. I know what happened to them. They were attacked by horses. You should never trust a horse.
That's quite a bit of life advice there. Wenli Ma is culture editor of The Nightly and, of course, a regular on RN Breakfast. Wenli, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I must first say, Wenli, I'm still in recovery after watching Baby Reindeer as well. I still haven't quite got that out of my head, let alone embarking on something else, along with many other viewers as well. Tell us about Bodkin. What's the gist of it?
Yeah, so Bodkin is about an American podcaster played by Will Forte, who is this very well-known comedic actor. He was on SNL. You know, he played MacGruber. He's been in probably every American television series of the past 15 years in at least a cameo or guest star form. And an Irish actor as well called Siobhan Cullen. So she's an, you know, very hard-hitting investigative journalist. She's very serious about her job. And he is a American podcaster who sort of lucked into his job. And they descend on this rural town in West Cork in Ireland because a couple of people disappeared from 20 years ago and he's sure that there is a story here. She is much more reluctant and has been assigned this story and is sort of resentful of being there. And of course, you get to West Cork, you get to rural Ireland, what you get is this town full of odd characters, quirky secrets. So it is a crime thriller, but it is also quite darkly comedic, as we heard from that clip. And you know what? Maybe don't trust horses. I think that is pretty good life advice. They kind of freak me out. So, and, you know, I think it's got shades of certainly the very popular true crime series podcast from a few years ago, West Cork, which was also made into a documentary about the disappearance of the murder of a French woman
That's right.
in 1996. Mm. And I think you do kind of pick up that vibe as well. And as we know, there's been a lot of true crime recently.
There has. True crime shows, including podcasts, they're often wrapped up in questions about whether it serves justice or victims. There's another Netflix series, which I just mentioned, Baby Reindeer, out that's been debated for similar reasons. What do you think about the ethics of this genre when it's based on real events and real people and a lot of trauma?
Yeah, and I mean, it is really thorny because something like Bodkin, even though it is, it's fictional, it's fictionalized, it's not based on anything real, but the fact that it's set in West Cork so specifically, it does bring up that case again with Sophie Toscan Duplantier. But and also like with Baby Reindeer, because it is based on a true story, it is Richard Gadd's story, the writer, creator, and the star of it. And he, you know, these are the things that happened to him. And they said, we've taken care to obscured the identities of the real life people, but of course everyone on the internet has gone full armchair sleuthing and has unearthed what they say are the real life people. And there's a lot of questions that come up around, you know, how do you balance that, the benefit of storytelling, something of sharing and getting out there a story like either Baby Reindeer or the Sophie Duplantier, Toscan Duplantier story, because like we can't ignore these things that happen, and often people will actually pay more attention if it is sort of dramatized and fictionalized. And there's a lot of things, in, especially in Baby Reindeer, that does talk about trauma and the effects of it and how it sort of manifests in different parts of your lives. So when you look at someone's behavior and you go, I don't understand why he's, you know, in the case of Baby Reindeer, engaging with his stalker, and then you get to the heart of what that, why that might be, and it's like it gives you a better understanding. But at the same time, like you, as Richard Gadd has said, please don't speculate on who these real life people are. You're not going to stop the internet from looking into it, especially when you make a show that's so compulsive. And I think we're forever going to be debating these things every time there is a really popular true crime podcast that comes out. People always go, you know, like, does this actually serve the victim? Is it doing anyone any good? Or is it just trudging up a lot of pain? But actually, I do kind of think it needs to be out in the open for us to process that pain.
Mm. Yeah, baby reindeer, certainly there's a lot to unpack there. But I think it's still running near the top of the charts for Netflix. So, you know, millions of people are watching all of that unfold. Now, something perhaps a little bit sweeter out this week is a comedy called Shelved. That's a great name. A Canadian comedy about a public library in a quiet voice. Tell me more.
It's a really cute, sweet little workplace comedy. It's got, you know, shades of like 30 Rock and The Office and Abbott Elementary and Superstore. It's just about a group of people who work together who would never really share a space together otherwise, and you've got, you know, fairly archetypal characters, including the woman who runs the library, who wants everything to, you know, be as good as they can be. She's kind of a bit Pollyanna, but at the same time is up against all these bureaucratic nightmares of trying to get funding because public libraries are not really sort of prioritized anymore. And then you've got, like, you know, the more cynical person behind the counter who, you know, calls out silly things and is just, you know, that kind of character. I really liked it because I think, you know, I love workplace comedies. It is about found family and it is about how all these different personality types can come together and get around, you know, the differences that would separate them in other environments. Because ultimately the thing about workplace comedies is even when they're a bit acerbic, like especially the UK office, is you are stuck together. You might as well get along as much as you can. And you do kind of have the same goal, which is more or less do a good job and then go home at the end of the day and get paid.
What else should we be looking out for this week, Wendy?
Yeah, the new Doctor Who series starts this weekend. So that is Shruti Gatwa's, I guess, second appearance as Doctor Who. From Sex Education. So he had already premiered his character on the Doctor Who Christmas specials, but officially he's taking over the role now. He's such a charismatic screen presence, so I can't wait to see what he can do with the role. There is the re-release of Let It Be, the 1970s Beatles documentary that has not been available on home entertainment since the 1980s. It's been restored. So that's very cool for anyone who loves the Beatles. The second season of Interview with the Vampire is out. There is a documentary called Hollywood Con Queen, which kind of goes into this weird low-level scam that had been running a few years ago from the Philippines about, you know, low-level as well Hollywood types. So your photographers, your makeup artists, so not your big stars who kept getting conned into phantom projects in Asia. It's a really weird story. So it's not the first documentary that's been made about it, but it is a new one. And finally, there is Dark Matter, which is a sci-fi series starring Joel Edgerton on Apple, and I think you guys might actually have an interview about it later today.
We will shortly. Wendy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Wendy Ma.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.